Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, already in progress.
When that guy come walking down the aisle in his church and got right here, pulled a big old coat open like this and said, Hagee, I'm going to kill you. Hagee didn't run. He didn't say, somebody help me. He stepped out from the podium. Of course, Hagee's about this wide. You know, he's not a little guy at all, so he'd be an easy target. He stepped up behind the podium and stepped right there and pointed his finger and said, Mister, no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And that guy said, bam, 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 shot, I think, 7 or 8 times, whatever it was, at point blank range, and not one single bullet hit John Hagee. That's a pretty good indication that John was walking in love. Because if we're walking in love, God's going to protect us, right? So do we have anything to fear if we're walking in love? No. If you're in fear, you don't believe the Word of God. You know, it doesn't make any difference what goes on. You've got to believe and you got to walk in love. And if you know you're walking in love, just think, what if somebody walked in that door and did kill me right now? What if he did kill me? I still won. After 77 years on this earth, the next thing I'm going to see is the hands of my master. And if he says, okay, son, I'm going to let that boy kill you right now, but I ain't through with you now. I'm going to raise you from the dead and bring you back. So everybody's sitting here and see me, and they're all talking about the pastor and how they killed him and everything. All of a sudden, I turn over and say, hey, boys. What do you think might happen? Say, some of them might get saved, right? Hey, we can't kill this guy. It's kind of like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Is that what happened there too? Did the king say, oh, my, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is God. There's no other God besides their God. So now then, all you people that will not bow down and worship their God, I'm going to cut your head off. You know, if we just trust God and let him be in charge instead of getting into fear, you know, he might have to kill one or two of us and then raise us up. Or he, you know, if we were walking in love, there's no telling what he might do. Even like there in Dallas, if those 5 men that died, if those guys, if somebody, but you don't find people that walk in faith today. They're just almost non-existent. We can't even find very many people that can believe by faith to get somebody else healed. Isn't that true? How are we going to have enough faith to raise them from the dead if we can't even get them healed? And most churches, they won't pray for you for healing. No, they won't pray for you for healing at all. Well, if it's God's will, maybe, you know, I don't know whether he'll heal you or not, but, you know, so we'll pray for you and see. And so they do, and nothing happens. Well, exactly what I thought. So why do you think it didn't work? First of all, they ain't walking in love. They ain't walking in love. Then they ain't walking in faith. You know, if those of you, just like Paula, those of you, when I pray for you, or Cheryl and I pray for you, the very last thing we say, it is done. Amen. Now that we prayed for you and we prayed for you in faith, it is done. And it worked for you, didn't it?
Absolutely.
You got healed. Yes. She's only been sick how many years? 20 years or something?
20 years.
That girl had been sick 20 years. That's almost like Sharon. Sharon had been sick 27 years when we prayed for Sharon, and Sharon got healed. Now then, you know, if you come here and you get prayed for, as you leave, these are the words that's got to be on your out of your mouth. Thank you, Lord. It's written in your word. I'm healed. Somebody said, well, you don't look no better. That's okay. I don't care if I look any better or not. I'm still healed because it's written in that book. Just like Jack Butler that time when Jack, I prayed for him and his back, I said, now move and see if the pain's gone. He twisted and he said, oh, no, it's still just as bad as it ever was. I told him, I said, well, Jack, it's not going to be a miracle healing. It's going to be a healing. And I don't know how long it's going to take, but I said, all you need to do now that I've prayed for you and you've repented of sin, all you need to do is praise the Lord for your healing. Yeah. So Jack walked out of that door, praising the Lord, thanking the Lord, Lord, thank you, I'm healed. I mean, he's a smart man. He's a doctor and he can read. And so when he read those things, I showed them to him and he can read. So if it's written, it's, you know, it's going to work. Is that true? He can read. But some of us, I'm wondering, do we read or what? That's probably our problem. We don't read. If we do, we don't believe what we read. So anyway, he goes to the car and gets in the car. And as he sits down in the car, all his pain goes away. So for 2 weeks, he looks for that pain. 2 weeks later, he comes back to church and says, you know, this really works. He said, I've been looking for this pain for the last 2 weeks and I can't find it. I said, well, quit looking. You don't want it, do you? Do you want it?
No,
I don't want it. Miss Paula, you got rid of yours. You're sure glad to get rid of yours, wasn't you?
Yes, sir.
After 20 years of pain and suffering.
Sir.
I mean, I can even Cheryl, I mean, when I pray for her and she don't get an instantaneous request. If I had to pray for more than two or three times, she always comes back. She said, where have you sinned? You've done something because I'm not getting answers. I want my healing. And when a husband learns that he has to pray for his wife, he's the spiritual head. He will be, just like George says, George and Becky.
Yes.
George, after that first day, I told him about that he had to pray for his wife and she wasn't getting answers. And so on the way from the diner down here, wherever they come to church that Sunday afternoon, they'd had dinner. She had some indigestion. And she's over there praying for herself. And she said, honey, I can't get this pain. But, you know, Thurman said that you're supposed to pray for me. He said, okay. So he's driving her down the car road. He reaches over and puts his hand on her stomach and says, in the name of Jesus. She said, oh, my goodness, the pain just went away. He come back to church that afternoon, came up and prepared at the end. And he said, Thurman, this is going to be fun. He said, I've never seen God do things like this. This is fun. He said, I just laid hands on my wife and she got healed. Said she'd been praying for herself over and over. Nothing happened. But when I prayed for her, she got healed. Now, stop and think. If we're walking in love, I want you to think about what Jesus said. I really want you to think how simple he made healing. Now, did God tell us to repent of all of our sins?
Yes.
Did he tell us in Psalm 103 that if we repent of all of our sins, he'll forgive how many of them?
All
of them. And then after we repent of all of our sins and he heals how many of our... Okay, so if he said he'll heal all of our diseases, then one of the most simple ways to get people healed is Mark 16:18. Mark chapter 16, verse 18. I want us to put that on the board and I want you to see how simple. If you've repented of your sin, now you got to repent of sin. You got to repent of all sin. You can't have no bitterness, no unforgiveness, no bitterness. You got to have love. And if you're meeting the requirements of God give you, if walking in love, if you've done this, then he says in Mark 16, verse 18, what did he say I had to do to get you healed? So if you were sick and I walked up to you and just said, I didn't say nothing.
I just say, thank you, God.
Amen. That's all you got to do, right? Did God make healing simple? It's so simple. Anybody that needs to be healed, all you got to do is walk up to somebody and say, have you repented for your sins?
Yes.
Okay. Just shake hands with you. That's all you got to do. Isn't that something? And now I believe I'm healed, right? Yes. Praise the Lord. I remember one day, and many of y'all know this, some of you don't. When I was over in Norway, there was a little lady, older lady, and I went to shake hands with her at a school I was teaching. And her right hand was all shriveled up. I saw that shriveled hand just as I reached up and I said, oh, ma'am. I said, may the Lord bless you. And as I did, her hand filled out and became normal in my hand. Now, what kind of God do we serve? He's out of this world. Is he not, young lady? But did he command us to walk in love?
Yes, sir.
That's real easy, isn't it? But you see the importance of walking in love.
Yes.
You walk in love, no bitterness, no unforgiveness, and all I got to do is just touch you. Mm-hmm. I don't even have to use his name. He just said, just lay hands on them and you'll get well.
Yeah.
Now, after you do that, all you got to do is say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all it takes. Thank you, Lord. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Miss Judy knows that verse, don't you, girl?
Amen.
Is God good or is he good? Now then, if we didn't have that Mark 16:18, lay hands on the sick.
Yes.
That's a pretty awesome verse, isn't it?
It really is.
It's so simple. He didn't, and in that he didn't even tell us we had to pray.
Or do anything.
Do anything. Just lay hands on them.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It sure is.
In fact, Dave's wife, as I've been teaching this lately, She said, you know, we go to a Church of Christ on Sunday morning, and those people don't believe in healing. So she said, I'm going to start doing this, Pastor. When I shake hands this morning, I'm just going to put both hands on them and say, may the Lord bless you. And when you say, may the Lord bless you, guess what he's going to do? He's going to heal. You and the 10 in your heart is going to do something good for one of his children, even those that don't believe. Mm-hmm. He'll use your faith and he'll heal those people. Isn't that wonderful? Just think, when we take those scriptures about Mark 16, 18, and laying hands on the sick. Now, there is another one that to get healed is in James 1, 6 and 7. Not James 1, James 5, 14 through 16. Let's see what that one says. Now, if this one requires something, and this is the one most people want to use because they like to think they have to do something. And I know that's why God put this in there, because we need this kind of faith. We need to see something. But James chapter 5, verse 14, 15 clearly says, is any sick among you? Is that what it says?
Yes.
So, and we have people come here that's sick. We have people come here the day after the healing school. They come back again. They want to reassure they've been healed. So he says, is there any sick among you? Now then, who would that include?
Anybody.
That would include any of us.
Yes.
Let him. Okay, now you got to do something. You call for the elders. Okay, so am I an elder?
Yes.
Is Scott an elder?
Yes.
Is Michael over there an elder?
Yes.
Yes, you got some elders here. Let him call for the elders. So you stand up and say, I'm sick. I want the elders to pray the prayer of faith for me and heal me. Did he say there in that scripture that the Lord will heal you? The Lord will raise you up?
Yes.
And if you've committed sin, he'll forgive your sin?
Yes.
So if we didn't have nothing else but James 5, 14, 15, if that's the only verse we had, and if you're a son of God, a daughter of God, and you get sick, if you come to the Lord, come to church, don't go to the doctor, come to church, and come to here to see the doctor, and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin, and have the elders of the church pray over you, according to that scripture right there, how many of you that did that in faith would get healed, Miss Judy? Everyone.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.